Oh, oppression, you prey on us when we sleep. Oppression, you chase after the tired and for the weak. Oppression, you know you mean only harm. Oppression, you reach out with your long arm. But oppression, I won't let you near me. Ah, no. Oppression, you shall learn to fear me. Yes, you will. Oppression, you seek population control. Oppression, to divide and to conquer is your goal. Oppression, I swear that hatred is your home. Oppression, you just won't leave bad enough alone.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. It is Sunday, the 7th day of November 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. Thank you so much for joining us. Later in the second hour, I'm going to get into the huge developments dealing with dollar devaluation. It's already affecting the value of the currency and the T-bills that are sold to all of these foreign corporations, individuals, and mainly governments. And they have to destroy our dollar before they can put us onto the new SDR system. And that's what the quantitative easing is all about. It also makes the big private central banks that have engineered this crisis flush with trillions of dollars of more money as it's being devalued so that they can purchase real assets, stocks and bonds, companies, media, you name it. Then we have to pay taxes back to the bankers for our money that they get to use against us. That is all coming up. We'll also look at the imperial presidency of the puppet, Barack Obama, on his Asia trip. He's going to be in Seoul, South Korea, in the next few days, part of his 10-day trip, then on to Indonesia and Japan. There is a big revolt going on by China and others openly saying that they are very angry about the decision to devalue the dollar that they hold over $1.2 trillion of. The next biggest owner, of course, of the private debt that the private banks have created that they try to foist on us is the Federal Reserve. So that is coming up as well. I also saw several articles today about taser deaths, more people being tasered and dying. The system just doesn't care, just like they don't care if the troops are dead and dying from the depleted uranium. This is a group of eugenicists. That's why they're caught all the time testing chemicals, biologicals, radiologicals on men, women, and children all over the world, shooting people up with live polio or live syphilis. They're doing this by design for population control and to test it and see if they can get away with it. So we're going to be discussing that and how it shows how the precedent's just been set that our lives don't have value. Former BART cop gets 2 years in Oscar Grant killing, the minimum sentence. Shot him in the back execution style. Then they kind of roughed him up after they shot him in the back, grabbed him, said, you know, get up. How dare you be shot in the back? It's all your fault. The guy was in handcuffs. They lied about that. They tried to confiscate the video cameras from people that were there on the deck at the train station. But another train had stopped and got video. So there's also the attempted cover-up there. We'll be looking at that. But the first thing I want to hit is the police state control grid, namely naked body scanners. For 2 days, the Drudge Report, one of its top links has been our video, TSA fondles women and children refusing airport naked body scanners, and some people are in denial about this. We're going to cover the facts when we come back. Stay with us.
Alex told you. Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
This is going to be an extremely important transmission today. It is vital that you listen very carefully to the information I'm about to cover, that you take notes on everything I talk about, and that you check it out for yourself. It has been declassified over 200 times, including Army field manuals, that our supposed government stages terrorist attacks in this country and other nations as a pretext to expand their agenda. And what is their agenda? The United States, since 1913, has been seized by the private Federal Reserve. But they haven't had total control of this country's economic and political policy, but for the last 40 or so. We have been used to build up the private global corporate government. We have been indebted. We have been hated worldwide because of it. Domestic propaganda has basically brainwashed much of the public to go along with this and to think that, quote, we are the good guys. Well, the average American is good and does mean well and is frankly quite naive and sappy. But the major power players in both parties, and the CIA and the FBI, at the highest levels, have been caught engaged in every form of institutional corruption you can imagine. It was declassified in 96. They had C-SPAN hearings in Congress where the CIA Inspector General admitted the CIA ships in cocaine and heroin. Now it's on Fox News that, yes, our government helps grow the opium in Afghanistan. It's at record levels, but it's a good thing to do. The CIA now admits they created fake bin Laden videos. The government now admits that they signed a secret deal 11 years ago to take the death benefits of 6 million dead and dying veterans from World War II right through to Desert Storm. That's Bloomberg. We have people more corrupt than Ken Lay, more corrupt than the Gambino crime family, more corrupt than people like Bernie Madoff, running our society and our major courts, and they get away with murder. Simultaneously, all of these draconian laws are being passed to basically criminalize the entire population of the United States, to institutionalize us. If they can't bankrupt us or get us in the mental health system, they want to get us in the criminal justice system. They want you under their control. America went bad. Most other countries in history go bad. And when people can't recognize evil anymore, when people can't face evil, societies degenerate into total tyranny. Now, the good news is, according to every poll, every study out there, the population of this country is starting to awaken. The sleeping giant is beginning to awaken, and that's very positive. All right, I want to give you a preview of what's coming up today. And then I'm going to launch into it, okay? Everything we're going to cover is at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and is direct links to mainstream news, government legislation, and mainline corporate trade publications. 100% of what we're going to cover today is all documented and on record. And more than that, I'm not just going to cover all these news articles and back up everything I say. We are streaming live video at prisonplanet.tv. We're not just on the radio, where when I say I have a New York Times article, or when I say I have a CNBC article, or when I say I have the Patriot Act in front of me, I have it in front of me. And you will be able to see the news articles, because I'm always blown away by the intense level of denial. When I talk about government-sponsored terror, and this is coming up later in the hour, I have read to you the scores of Republican analysts in newspaper articles saying that to continue the war on terror and to take people's rights and to continue the elite's agenda, there needs to be giant terror attacks in America. I have the September 20th, 2000 PNAC documents. You can go to their own website and read them, written by Dick Cheney, where they said we need 3,000 dead at least, a new Pearl Harbor type event to galvanize the American people to fund this world government empire. Now, in the last 3 months, I've been warning people that Obama's controllers are going to stage events as a pretext for us to give up our liberties and to see the government as our protectors while they rob us blind and devalue the dollar. Last week, I covered Financial Times of London. Obama faces growing credibility crisis. Quote, the bottom line here is that Americans don't believe in President Obama's leadership, says Robert Shapiro, former Clinton official and supporter and advisor of Obama. He has to find some way between now and November of demonstrating that he is a leader who can command confidence. And short of a new 9/11 event or an Oklahoma City bombing, I can't think of how he can do that. And then we wrote an article about it at prisonplanet.com, going through all the other Obama advisors and minions saying the same thing. Here's a new one today that's in the AP, Raw Story, MSNBC, CNN, and Infowars.com. And I'll show you a document cam shot of this. Ex-Clinton strategist, Obama needs event similar to OKC to reconnect with voters. Now, I'm not just going to read the quote. I'm going to play you the MSNBC video clip of him saying it. Now, do you understand that WikiLeaks released in 2007 a 2004 Army manual for black op commander captains and above, where it teaches them how to stage terror attacks and blame it on foreign enemies overseas? It's the oldest trick in the book. You go kill a village, blame it on your enemy. The way they trained our military to do it is they said, look, the communists do it, we've got to do it. Fight fire with fire. And the minute you do that, the minute you torture people because other countries torture, you lose your soul. Here's the Infowars.com article. Clintonite, Obama needs OKC bombing to reconnect with the American people. That's a quote. Now, that said, we just had the one-year anniversary Friday of Major Hassan murdering 13 people. We reported at the time that Major Hassan was videotaped with another shooter. That's what eyewitnesses told us, including sources inside Fort Hood. I'll leave it at that. It's now been admitted in the court trial that was true. It also came out at the time that for 2 years he was in contact with Anwar al-Awlaki, now the number one in al-Qaeda worldwide. Number one on the rendition list, the killer capture list. Number one. For 2 years, he planned the attack with Anwar al-Awlaki, and it turned out the Pentagon was tracking it with the CIA the entire time. That's admitted, but Congress has been barred, our elected representatives, the real government, from being able to see all those emails and hear those phone calls. Here's Fox News 2 weeks ago. Exclusive. Al-Qaeda leader dined at the Pentagon just months after 9/11. When he was the number three in Al-Qaeda, on the news, as the number three in Al-Qaeda, 2 months later, he's hanging out secretly at the Pentagon. That's Fox News. That's confirmed. The Pentagon says they're going to prosecute whoever leaked this to Fox News. The Pentagon doesn't deny the Army manual on how to blow up schools and blame it on foreign enemies. Okay? You're like, well, I support the military. You don't knock them. Well, then you should get control of your government, American people, and make sure the military isn't trained to be evil. And the Pentagon doesn't deny this stuff about Anwar al-Awlaki. They responded and said, well, we're not going to really talk about it, but we're concerned, and we're also going to find out who released this and prosecute them. The number one leader of Al-Qaeda works for the stinking bankers that run our Pentagon. Who grows the opium? The Pentagon. I've got the congressional hearings. You can just search congressional hearing, trillions missing from Pentagon. You'll get AP, Oregonian, video clips on YouTube. Write down everything I say. It's all documented. But why am I going to document everything I say today? Because our video, TSA fondles women and children for refusing airport naked body scanners, it got linked on Drudge Friday. It's still up there today. Hundreds of thousands of views. And there are idiots in there saying, I'm lying about all this.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Hello. Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thin and simple, has a one-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your Clip Hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing Clip Hanger and the Clip Hanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your Clip Hanger today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I'm already demonized by Nightline, MSNBC, CNN, Southern Poverty Law Center, hundreds of major publications for just reporting the facts and putting the pieces of the puzzle together here, right in front of everyone, connecting the dots. And make no mistake, I'm risking my life bringing you this information, but liberty and freedom and the truth is worth it. If you give in to these lies and you give in to this brazen corruption, we're going to be looted. We're going to be imploded into a third world country. This nation has never been perfect, but it's been the best country on the face of the earth in human history for liberty. And that's been the engine. Why 4% of the world population had more than half the wealth. We don't anymore. Because when you lose liberty, you lose the engine of productivity and wealth. Now, I'm going to try to be calm, okay? I'm going to try to be calm here and go slow, because it seems like when I'm calm and go slow, I can cover more. And I'm going to go over all of these articles, but why am I angry? There are three or four different types of people this weekend commenting on the YouTube video, and I use it as a type of focus group. To see what the public's saying and doing. I'd say 75% of the people watching our video that's up on the Drudge Report, it's on InfoWars, it's on Prison Planet, it's been linked by a bunch of other newspapers. TSA fondles woman and children refusing airport naked body scanners. More than 7 out of 10 comments say, I'm not going to fly anymore. This is a police state. This doesn't keep us safe. This happened to me and my wife. This happened to my children. But of the other 25-30% or so, you've got people saying that I'm a complete liar and that enhanced pat-downs aren't being started where they grab your genitals with the insides of their hands and women's breasts, even though it's been on the news for a year, and now they're saying they're going to do it to everyone. They're phasing it in on top of the naked body scanners. So out of that 25-30%, you've got people who run the gamut of denying and saying none of it exists, or saying, yes, I'm a TSA agent being paid minimum wage who's not law enforcement, and this is great. Al-Qaeda will blow up planes if you don't let us do this. So you got people just denying it, saying I'm a liar, even though during the 11-minute video that's up on Drudge, excised from my show Thursday, everything we talk about, we show news articles and video clips. And I interview my employee, Michelle, who just flew back from Colorado, and her and her 20-month-old baby girl and her 8-year-old girl, little girls I know. The 8-year-old for years has played with my daughters. I've got 3 children, 8, 6, and 2.5. And people were also in the video saying it's a lie, that it was a fake video. I mean, this is the level of denial. But the good news is over 70%, you can go read the comments for yourself, understand what's happening, and it's been seen by hundreds of thousands of people, will be seen by millions, no doubt, in the next few days. The one YouTube channel that it's posted on, the Alex Jones channel on YouTube, has 71 million views. We have over 200 million in the last 2 years alone, all combined with our other channels, showing the effect this broadcast is having just on one medium, YouTube. 2 million listeners a day, weekdays, 1.5 million Sundays. XM, Global Shortwave, number one radio show on the internet. So the good news is the word's getting out. Now, for all of the deniers, I'm going to cover basically many of the angles that we're dealing with here. Then I'm going to open the phones up, and normally it's wide open phones. We don't screen calls unless every once in a while I say I want police to call in, I want people from Kentucky to call in, people from Louisiana, if something's happening regionally. Only call in, you can start calling now, if you were fondled by TSA. Did they put their hands between your legs? Do they do the circular motion squeezing your breast? And by the way, I mean, on the video, we show clips of mainstream news showing with a mannequin how they do it, grabbing women's breasts. So there's all that denial. But I want people to specifically hear from you. 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. Now, let me calmly just go through this stack of mainstream news articles, okay, with the document cam on them. TSA fondles women and children refusing airport naked body scanners. That's the article we have on InfoWars with the video testimony on if you want to watch that. Next, Seattle Times. New airport pat-downs are more intrusive. New, more aggressive pat-down procedures put in place at U.S. airports by the Transportation Security Administration are raising privacy concerns. And it goes on to say areas previously off limits, like the groin, genitals, breast, it's all right there. In fact, I didn't see it in my stack, the one I covered Friday. Will you give me the ABC News one where it says genitals? Thank you. Here is USA Today. Airport screeners get more aggressive with pat-downs. I saw these commenters saying, I've been flying a lot. They only rub between my legs with the back of their hands. Alex says they grab palms up and squeeze. That's a lie. This is new. Did you hear me say new? Did you hear it? There weren't naked body scanners in 2 years ago. They're now in there. 2 years ago, people said I was lying about that when they ordered the stinking things. Stop living in denial. I'm sorry. I'm not going to get... I'm trying to be calm here. You can't... This is a nation of people who want to be sheep. Here's Los Angeles Times. New TSA pat-down procedure expands nationwide. Goes on to say that they squeeze your groin and your breast. Here's another one. CNN. TSA to phase in new pat-down procedures at airports nationwide. And it detect hidden areas such as the breast and everywhere else. Okay, then I get these denials that it could cause cancer. I saw those comments. This is the Mail, the Daily Mail. Airport body scanners could give you cancer, warns experts. And then I have the government's own report here that's coming up in my stack where they say this. And there's the ABC News. Flyers and the American Civil Liberties Union are expressing concern about the pat-down because screeners are touching passengers' breasts and genitals. That's USA Today. Okay, I've got the ABC News coming up. I mean, just stop. Literally, I showed these news articles during the video clip, and people were saying that it didn't say that in the articles because I had an ABC here and a New York Times here, and so they went and pulled up the New York Times that didn't say that and said that I was lying, but the ABC was laying right there. Here it is, Bloomberg. Bloomberg, okay? I'm not making this up. Stop denying it. Face it. Ugh. Airport body scanning raises radiation exposure, committee says. The U.S. government's Interagency Committee on Radiation Safety. And they're even more concerned about the workers who are around it all day. Okay, that's Bloomberg. Now, I also on the video talked about how the feds now want to put chest x-rays in, which are admittedly high radiation, claiming Al-Qaeda, when they're not dining at the Pentagon, are gonna sew bombs into women's breasts. Well, how is somebody squeezing going to know? The point here is, people then said I was lying about that. Fox News, terrorists could use explosives and breast implants to crash planes, experts warn. There's another one, New York Post, Al-Qaeda surgical strike, breast and butt bombs. And what do they call for? Chest x-rays. I'm coming back with more of it. We're going through every facet of it in your phone calls. Stay with it. The denial's over.
Special announcement for our Renaissance Charge customers. Have you ever wondered what it would take to make your car run on 100% electric power? What about making a motor into a generator? How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you money? Because you, our customers, asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Conference Workshop on November 13th and 14th at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only only will you see these fascinating energizers, but for the first time, you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Register now while there's still room left to participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy Tesla technology. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Your vehicle will have more horsepower,
30% or more.
Your vehicle will run smoother, quieter, and more efficiently,
like a high-performance sports car.
And you will save money on gas
when you use Edge.
When you want to save at the pump and help clear up our skies, get EDGE, Environmental Device Gas Efficiency. This message started with bold claims,
and we can back up every one.
Go to quickedge.com to learn more now.
Spelled KWIKEDGE.com.
Edge is a revolutionary, easy, and inexpensive new energy delivery system that can lower auto emissions within minutes. Many drivers who use Edge have experienced an increase in their vehicle's fuel economy.
And it lasts for 3 years.
Make a difference in the world environment starting with your vehicle and get an unconditional money-back guarantee when you buy the Edge at quickedge.com or call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278. Or go to KWIKEDGE.com.
Another fine quality product from Energetic Interactions.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
I am a shotgun rider for the San Jacinto line. The desert is my brother. My skin is cracked and dry. I was riding on a full coast, and everything was fine till we took a shorter road to save some time.
We're supposedly the land of the free.
Bandits only fired once, they shot me.
Home of the brave. We're told we're being naked body scanned and buried with radiation, and having our 20-month-old children fondled by men, little girls, to stop Al-Qaeda. And Al-Qaeda is a creation of the Pentagon on record. And that's all coming up. I'm going to go over how this is a fraud, the basis, the excuse for all of this coming up. But continuing here. First 9 years ago, they start making you take your shoes off, then your belt. You know, what happens when somebody puts a bomb in their hind end? We're all going to have a proctology exam. And I actually saw commenters on the video about one of my employees being molested by TSA, having her genitals and breasts grabbed hard. And that's even in all these news articles, that they squeeze hard. And people said, yeah, we may have to start doing proctology exams. It's ridiculous. And coming up, I want to explain to you that the airport workers aren't screened, that the general aviation, they just drive around on the airport everywhere. This is all made up. And you think you're not going to fly to escape this? The federal government's admitted plan is to have mobile vans everywhere and in every courthouse, county, you know, state, federal, and it's already happening. If the government wants to train you to put their hands on you and get in your comfort zone, they want to train a cadre of federal quasi-cop minions to go out and do it. The good news is, Friday night I was driving home, put 590 AM KLBJ on, only heard the tail end of it, of Texas legislature and state police being quoted in a committee saying, these aren't even law enforcement officers, there's no probable cause, they're touching genitals, and that's wrong, and we're going to try to pass a law to stop it. And I missed, you know, the first part of the report. In fact, I forgot to have you search that term. Texas legislature looks at full body scanning. I know the federal government is as well, but search that because I actually want to have an article on that. That was something I forgot to do. So the good news is I'm not the only one angry about this. I mean, I turn on the AM radio, and you can hear it on FM locally too on 99.7, and boom, boom, they're talking about it. And my wife is so freaked out. We can't travel. I will not subject my 8-year-old son, my 6-year-old, and 2.5-year-old daughter to this. I will not fly. I have to put up with it. And let me tell you something. They haven't put me through naked body scanners yet. I was there last Tuesday in San Jose flying out of California. And I sat there for 20 minutes after I went to the checkpoint with Aaron Dykes watching nothing. Only women. And children, that's why I meant to watch just a few minutes, but I kept waiting at 4 checkpoints, at 4 lines going, there's got to be a man. There's got to be somebody other than a woman or children because they're training the TSA to accept it right now. They've had a revolt within TSA. They've had to fire a bunch of people that don't want to do this. And there were men touching children. There were little girls. And I'm not saying it's okay for a woman to do it either. It's just these taboos. And then there's the taboo, not even taboo, but federal radiology laws that they're just exempt from. There's no law. They just do it. Color of law setting the precedent that there's no radiation badges. No one who works there is warned. They call the TSA in, we discovered a month ago, nationwide, and say, are you concerned about the scanners? If you say you are, they fire you. So they're just finding a group of idiots that will go along with this. Continuing, what's behind the naked body scanners? TSA program to spot terrorist, a $200 million sham, CBS News, and it goes on to say the TSA has not stopped one terrorist in 9 years. Here's the Boston Globe, boston.com. In fact, I need document cams on all of this. They'll say it's not real. Group slams Chertoff on scanner promotion. And it turns out the company he lobbies for is making billions and billions a year. He's making millions on all of this. Former head of Homeland Security, before he left, he ordered thousands of the machines. The week before they were scheduled to be put in, the underwear bomber attacks out of Europe, out of Amsterdam. And then it came out that Anwar al-Awlaki, the admitted CIA agent, was the one handling the guy. And the CIA ordered the State Department to help get the drugged out youth on the plane. We knew about it 2 months before it was mainstream news because we had listeners, including a lawyer, who was on board and witnessed it all happen and saw the government help get him on the plane. Looked like he was drugged out of his mind. Anwar al-Awlaki runs the Fort Hood shooter. He runs the Times Square attack. He runs the underwear attacker. He runs them all, and he, Fox News, don't deny it. Search the term right now. Exclusive, Al-Qaeda leader dined at the Pentagon just months after 9/11. People claim they care so much about the military. Well, why don't you, members of the military or families, call for an investigation? Congress isn't even allowed to see all the emails of Anwar al-Awlaki in control of all these patsies, all these mentally ill extremists. Now, continuing, then I want to get into some other areas of this. Forbes, scanner vans allow drive-by snooping of your homes, your cars, everything. The federal government's ordered 500 of these, and there's no radiation shielding for the people driving around with these. $850,000 a piece. They're 10 times the power of a chest x-ray looking right through your walls in your car. And I have video. That's why our articles are so important. We have a boil down on Prison Planet and InfoWars about mobile snooping vans where it shows Fox News in New York saying the Army helped arrest 2,000 people with drugs or alcohol, and it shows them driving families through scanners that are super high power. I mean, they make an MRI or chest x-ray look tame, and the troops are standing right outside the scanners being fried as well. Just like 20 years ago, they wouldn't let the troops use DU, depleted uranium, because they knew it would kill them down the road. Now they just say, it's fine, men, use it. It's no problem. So this is how serious all of this is starting to get. Now, I've covered some of the basic facts. So you can go read USA Today, ABC News. You can go read all of these mainstream news articles where they admit they grab your genitals, male or female, and they squeeze your breast, okay? And in the video that's up on Drudge Report that we put together, it shows clips of mainstream news showing them grabbing breast and squeezing, okay? So at least if you're going to be for being a total slave and you love groveling at the feet of tyranny and you get off and you have a fetish on being a slave and you don't know it's all staged to train you to be a slave, at least don't deny they're doing this. Because some of the commenters admit it's happening but say it's good. But some of the other commenters, they are denying this is even being phased in. Of course, we open the phones up for people only who've been abused like this, had their genitals touched. And we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 plus calls just up on the board and more streaming in. Now, I'm going to keep going through this because I wrote some quick notes before I went live on other facets to this. Did you know that Paul Watson has flown to China several times because his fiance, they get married in a few weeks, is Chinese / British. He's from Britain. And there's no airport security. You just go right through. And they actually have some real terrorists, if you want to call them that, people that resist them, in Tibet and Mongolia. I mean, actual real people that go around attacking. No security. You fly into Saudi Arabia, none of this security. Only land of the free, home of the brave in Europe. And some people say, well, I'm going to run to Canada. I'm going to run to Europe. They're all putting in the same naked body scanners. In fact, last Christmas, with Mutalib, the underwear bomber, they had naked body scanners, and the State Department told the airport to let him pass security. This is Associated Press, and get him on the plane, because he was a special person for the government. Of course, we knew that 2 months before we had the eyewitnesses on. So we're going to go over the other facets of this. None of this is to protect you. Got it? It's to train you how to be a slave.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when ExtendoVite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of ExtendoVite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. Fires are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, Emmy in Georgia, David, Barbara, Jerry, John, Chase, we're going to get to all of you. We've got flight attendants calling in, TSA, you name it. I want to hear from TSA people, 888-201-2244. And I want to be clear about something. When I flew out of Austin, the ticket person wanted my autograph. When I flew out of San Jose, the ticket person came over, wanted my autograph. About half the time, when I fly around the country, the TSA people ask for my autograph. And they say, hey, we're going to get unionized soon. We know this is a bunch of bull. This is just a job. So a lot of them aren't abusive, but a bunch of them are. And every day, literally, you hear about them being child molesters in their off time, planting cocaine in a woman's bag, demanding, you know, favors from them, going crazy, stripping down naked, saying they're God. That's NBC. Just search the term. TSA agent says he's God. NBC, Los Angeles. It attracts control freaks. I mean, imagine if you're somebody that wants to grope women. You're going to go get a TSA job. And imagine if your wife or you or anybody else, your husband, was in a park or a mall and somebody ran up and grabbed your genitals, they'd spend probably 10 years in prison. But, oh, these are, I saw one commenter, these are like professionals, like a doctor. You don't get mad when the doctor touches you, do you? See, this is the mental illness where people make excuses about this. So I want to cover a few more facets, then we're going to nothing but your calls. Towards the end of the next hour, I've got incredible economic and stage terror news we haven't even gotten to yet. But this is the end of freedom. If we let this continue, if you are in denial and say you're just going to drive your car, They're announcing mobile x-ray vans nationwide. They're announcing checkpoints nationwide. They're announcing they want these in shopping malls. Search the term. FBI wants checkpoints in shopping malls. Homeland Security admitted in a C-SPAN program I saw 7 years ago that they were going to make you have an ID card to go into any job, that you would have cameras in your car surveilling you at all times. Now that's being announced in the news. That naked body scanners would be everywhere. They tested them at four airports, actually, in 2002. That they're going to have passive MRIs that scan your brain waves and decide if you're a terrorist. Come on, folks. This is made up. If you really believe Muslim terrorists are trying to blow everything up, why aren't they just doing profiling? Oh, they put now over 2 million Americans on these lists and try to say you can't own a gun. No judge, no jury. You're just now on a no-fly, no-buy list. They're already denying guns to people without outside of law and trying to pass a federal law called the No Fly, No Buy. That's the bill this year, where you just can't buy a gun. 2 million plus Americans? They're adding 25,000 on average every month? What, 3 years ago, the head of the Denver Sector Union for Federal Marshals went public and said, we're ordered to put people on lists for no reason as a quota? Land of the free, home of the brave, grabbing your wife's genitals, grabbing your wife's breasts, grabbing your small children, babies. They fondle babies. They go, oh, Al-Qaeda may have a baby bomb. Give me a break. Anwar al-Awlaki's hanging out at the Pentagon, the head of Al-Qaeda. He was the number three guy to bin Laden. But I want to point this out. Where does it end? Naked body scanners to walk out your front door in the morning? I mean, terrorists could attack anywhere. Why are the terrorists always trying to attack airlines? The system is using the airlines as a place to create a cadre of federal agents to expand federal jurisdiction illegally out into the entire country. And now, as I told you 7 years ago, because I saw Ridge say it, they have Viper teams nationwide at bus stops, trains, and on the streets. In Miami and Houston, they've just lined up people at checkpoints and put them through the scanners. Now Homeland Security's bought hundreds of these big 18-wheeler trailers where they have three lines going through them with naked body scanners to get into football games. America is being indoctrinated to live in Nazi Germany because the big central banks are bankrupting us and openly saying they're gearing up to take your private pension funds. That's now mainstream news. And they're putting a police state in place and a huge army of people that think it's normal, and they're training the general public to accept it. That's all that's going on here. So you've got the health effects for the TSA agents. You've got the health effects for the public. You've got the mobile vans that look through your walls that are even more powerful than chest x-rays. 10 times. We've had a radiologist on. And if you think you're going to escape this, it's going in everywhere. Can you imagine how much money Chertoff of his company is going to make? They already made $4 billion this year, $2 billion the year before that. They're set to make $6 billion in 2011. Every airport, including small ones, are going to have these. Meanwhile, the elite all fly on private jets. They just drive right through. Meanwhile, it has nothing to do with keeping you safe. You know, I said this years ago, real terrorists, if they existed, would just go into the ticket area and shoot people. Well, now they want to search you there and at the checkpoint. And when I flew last week or 2 weeks ago in Austin, and when I was in California, they had secondary searches, feeling people up at the gate, randomly pulling people out of the line. Who watches the watchers? Half the time, these TSA people can't speak English. What stops some terrorist, if you believe in it and have a fetish for being afraid of Muslim terrorists? Why don't you actually find out who runs these terrorists? You think I'd be on hundreds of radio stations on all these years lying? You think I'd get away with that? I've already given you all the evidence and all the proof. Why don't you just go check it out for yourself? When I get up here and tell you Anwar al-Awlaki, I told you this 5 years ago, is CIA operative behind finding these mentally ill Muslims to carry out badly coordinated attacks as a pretext to take our rights, if that wasn't true, I'd be crucified. But people send me emails saying I'm lying about AP and Fox News. I'm not lying about any of this. I'm telling the truth. And a lot of you out there that sit on the fence and quietly know this is true, media people, government people, corporate people who go along with this, you're being enslaved because of it. The good news is this New York Times reporter and others, when they said they wanted to opt out of the machines, they were screamed at. They were abused. They were the New York Times writer, Joe Sharkey, said that they were brutal, you know, that they squeezed him hard, that it was rough, that it was to punish him. And the TSA admits that. And like dog training, they TSA had told the Chicago Tribune 4 months ago that soon everyone will have to naked body scan, and they're going to have the enhanced molestation pat-downs, the grope-downs, the fondle-downs, after you go through the checkpoint. And I was witnessing that. They'd send them through scanners and then squeeze them. Babies in baby carriages. I watched it. Not this Tuesday, but last Tuesday, a week and a half ago in San Jose. And then my employee, my customers, one of my customer service people, she said, oh, yeah, I flew back a week ago, and that happened at Denver. So I got her on air. So the Drudge Report posted it, and people sit there, and the good news is 70-plus percent are, you know, of the comments are for us and aren't in denial, but the rest are in denial. That's another good piece of news. The head of British Airways came out 2 weeks ago and said this is all a big joke and destroying the airlines, and that's what the government wants. They want to nationalize the airlines. They know it's bankrupting them. They know a lot, millions of people aren't flying because of this. They've had, again, federal agencies come out and say the radiation is dangerous. I mean, I read you that quote earlier. I'm not even going to just say it again. You'll say it's not true. I'll just pull it out right now, see how you like that. I'll get the mainstream news article right here from Bloomberg, and I'll read it on air to you if you're living in denial out there, because I'm done with it. I'm tired of it. I'm not putting up with it. Airport body scanning raises radiation exposure, committee says. Interagency Committee on Radiation Safety Report. And the International Atomic Energy Agency and the World Health Organization. So the U.S. government and the International Atomic Energy Agency and the U.N. Okay? So don't sit there and tell me, oh, it's like the radiation you get from a cell phone. Baloney. They may tell those stupid TSA agents that are going to be dying of cancer. They may tell the guys driving the 500 mobile trucks around that look right through your walls, 10 times more powerful than a chest x-ray, it's okay, but it isn't. It's not okay. It's not okay. Now, I promise I'm getting your phone calls. But none of this has anything to do with terrorism. Get that through your heads. This is your baptism of slavery. This is your indoctrination. This is your conditioning. Hey, the government, I told you 15 years ago, takes all babies' blood at birth for 39 years in the U.S. Now, that's mainstream news, and it goes to the Pentagon. The government shoots up little kids worldwide with live syphilis, with live polio. They nerve gas our own troops in Project Shad. It's eugenics. They're conditioning you. They want population reduction. They're training you to be fried by radiation. They're using DU on our own troops. Project Shad. Wake up, evil people, run things. Stop being so naive. Come on!
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.